China introduces mandatory labels for short videos across major platforms. China's internet regulator has introduced sweeping new rules requiring mandatory labeling of short video content, in what analysts say is the latest move to tighten control over online expression and shift censorship responsibilities onto users. On March 21st, the Cyberspace Administration of China announced that all short videos must now be clearly labeled to indicate whether they contain fictional dramatization, staged marketing, or AI-generated elements. According to Chinese state media Xinhua News Agency, the new policy makes what had been optional disclosures compulsory. The CAC said major Chinese social media platforms have already begun implementing the rules. Over the past month, the platforms removed more than 37,000 videos deemed non-compliant, penalized more than 3,400 accounts, and retroactively added labels to more than 600,000 videos. Under the Chinese Communist Party, China's internet is already heavily censored, with most Western social media platforms and news websites blocked, including Google, Meta, and X. Several China-based analysts and observers spoke to the Epoch Times about the new rules on condition of anonymity out of fear of reprisal. New labeling requirement. Content creators say the new system effectively forces users to pre-screen their own material before publishing. The key change is that labeling has gone from a recommended option to a mandatory step, a content creator in Shenyang, China, told the Epoch Times. Before posting, you must select a category. If you get it wrong or forget, you could face penalties. This shifts the platform's initial review responsibility onto creators. It's making us censor ourselves. The tighter controls have already drawn backlash from some users. In northeastern Liaoning province, a petitioner live streaming on Douyin, the Chinese version of TikTok, said his account was suspended within 10 minutes of going live on March 21st. In a video circulated online, the man accused platforms of silencing him and described repeated account bans while attempting to raise grievances about a long-running financial dispute. In China, a petitioner is someone who uses a statutory administrative procedure to have their complaints or grievances heard. In practice, the petitioning process is merely a formality, as the regime routinely dismisses petitioners and often persecutes those who protest. Critics say the labeling requirement could give platforms broader discretion to remove sensitive content. Under the new system, videos documenting social grievances or personal appeals could be flagged as staged or fictionalized and taken down, critics warn. The authority to define such labels, they say, risks becoming a new tool for social control. A China-based short video creator told the Epoch Times that the environment for producing scripted content has become increasingly restrictive. Before, as long as you didn't cross certain red lines, you could post, the creator said. Now you have to define your content in advance. If the label is inaccurate, your reach can be limited or your account suspended. Official narrative and implementation. Chinese state media, citing the CAC, said the policy is intended to address inconsistent standards and prevent misleading content. Nevertheless, analysts say the rules also increase legal risks for users. A Guangzhou-based internet product manager told the Epoch Times that regulators are not only imposing stricter requirements and penalties on platforms, but also holding individual users accountable. By making labeling a required step, they're placing the first layer of responsibility on creators, the manager said. If content is later deemed politically inappropriate or socially harmful, the regime can trace it back and pursue the individual. The move comes amid a broader clampdown on AI-generated content in China. Police in multiple regions across China have recently reported cases involving the use of AI tools to produce false information. In one case, the regime detained a man for 10 days on December 10th last year for allegedly generating and posting fabricated videos using AI technology, according to Chinese media Beijing Daily. Another Chinese content creator told the Epoch Times that the rules create uncertainty for content that blends human and AI input. Many videos today are produced through a combination of AI and human input, where the boundaries are unclear, the content creator said. Mandatory labeling not only increases the burden, but also acts like a shackle on creators, further restricting freedom of expression. A retired academic from the Renmin University of China told the Epoch Times that short videos have become a primary source of information for many Chinese internet users, and the new rules suggest the regime is building a comprehensive digital labeling system. The issue isn't labeling itself, the academic said. If the definition of fictional is expanded, any content that doesn't align with official narratives could be labeled as staged or false and removed. China now has more than 1 billion short video users, according to 2025 data from the China Internet Network Information Center. As regulatory measures continue to expand, analysts say the country's online environment is entering a new phase of intensified oversight. Hu Yang contributed to this report.